You are listening to Christian Audio's production of The Stages Set, Israel, the End Times, and Christ's Ultimate Victory, written and read by Bryant Wright. This audio recording was produced in 2017 by Christian Audio, which owns the copyright. No portion of this recording may be reproduced for any reason without prior written consent from Christian Audio. This edition, issued by contractual arrangement with Baker Books, a division of Baker Publishing Group, originally published in English as The Stage Is Set, copyright 2017 by Bryant Wright, all rights reserved. Please visit christianaudio.com, facebook.com/christianaudio, or twitter.com/christianaudio to offer your impressions of this work and to explore additional titles. Introduction. That we are living in the end times is indisputable. As a pastor, I'm continually asked, do you think we're living in the end times? Absolutely, I answer. It is indisputable. Yet current events are not the main reason. What may surprise you is how long we have been in the end times. When Peter stood to preach on the very first day of the church at Pentecost, he explained what was happening through the lens of Scripture. He quotes the prophet Joel, Joel chapter 2, verse 28, when he writes, "And it shall be in the last days, God says, that I will pour forth of my Spirit on all mankind." Acts chapter 2, verse 17, God's word is clear. We are living in the last days. The end times are here. In that light, Peter's sermon at Pentecost serves as a great model. It is a blend of Old and New Testament prophecy that explains why we're living in the last days. That will be central to this book. Studying the biblical prophecies of the Old and New Testament together gives us the complete picture of where our world is headed and why I believe we're living in the end times of the last days. Scripture is very clear. The world is headed towards a time when all hell will break loose on the face of the earth, especially against Israel. Antisemitism is on the rise like no other time since before World War II. Islamic regimes and ideologies fuel this rise. With the increase in the number of Muslims in Europe, fear of offending Muslims causes the most secular regimes of the world to reek of antisemitism. For secular people often turn their backs on supporting Israel to appease Muslims riddled with antisemitism. Nationalism is on the rise in places like China and Russia. More and more business has the feel of a global village, one world, one expanding economy. A growing unease in feeling things are out of control and falling into chaos is making everyone wonder about the future. When the worldwide economic bubble finally bursts, the world will seem to be falling into hopeless despair. There is no question. The stage is set. It is sobering. It can be frightening. But followers of Jesus have great hope. Even in the midst of our increasingly evil and chaotic world, we live in the hope of Christ coming again. When he does, he will come to judge evil. But that's not all. It will mean salvation for Israel in more ways than one. It will usher in a new age in which his kingdom will come, and his will be done on earth as it presently is in heaven. At last, life on earth will be as we long for it to be. It will be glorious. Yet the most important question is this: will you be included in the celebration of this new age, or will you be left out? I hope to help you see what Scripture reveals, and I pray it will help you prepare for the future. Chapter 1, Birth Pangs, The Signs of the End of the End. In early January 2016, the Chinese stock market suddenly sent shudders throughout the financial world. The Dow on Wall Street saw its sharpest one-week drop in all of history. Everyone wondered, where are we headed? What's going to happen? By now, this is ancient history. Yet it is one of thousands of reminders that everyone is interested in the future, particularly with regard to the economy. How will it affect my job, my investments, my retirement? We live in a...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?